Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Had a great day here at Deer Run yesterday, but running a little bit late this morning because of it, but it was definitely worth it. A great morning worship gathering. Game night BFF last night, good turnout, good fellowship, good food, just a great time to gather in Christ. And so some watching the game, not sure whether it turned out the way they liked it or not, but it's over and on we go. Talking and praying this week about looking at the new, and addressed that yesterday in the message, but as I stated at the beginning of the message, what we're talking about isn't new at all. It's simply taking a new look at things God has, well, called us to in the past. Sometimes we get so calloused in our view and understanding that we think we know what God said, but maybe we've not understood it clearly. I suspect we've all been children like that, perhaps even had children like that, who are confident they know what a parent is saying, and then turn around and go off and do something completely different, and their defense is, that's what you said. Well, when it comes to fasting, we're going to be taking a look. That was part of a new look at the eternal, at our connection with God. Well, that's going to be our focus throughout this week, this new look and fasting made new. And taking a look each weekday morning about something God designed fasting to do in our life. And we're going to kick off this morning with a new listening. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 3 says, alarmed, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast for all Judah. It was the desire of Jehoshaphat to understand and listen to what God would have to say regarding his circumstances. And he was resolute. He resolved that I'm going to ask God what I ought to do. And to help me ask God what I ought to be doing, I'm going to call a fast for all of Judah. I want the nation behind me in this. I want people dedicating themselves to seeking God, to listening to God, to responding to God. Throughout the Bible, fasting is generally associated with going without food. And that's a pretty typical concept of fasting. It's a biblical concept of fasting, but only under the context of you're doing that in order to seek God, in order to spend time with God. There are people that fast for medical reasons. Perhaps you have a surgery scheduled and they'll tell you nothing to eat or drink from the night before until the surgery takes place. You'll have testing and it'll be a testing that requires fasting. It says you can't have anything but clear liquids 24 hours before this blood draw, this test. So there are a variety of reasons why people fast, and sometimes we don't think about that. But biblically, when we talk about fasting, we're talking about setting aside primarily food, but I think in our culture, there's other fasting that may also help us with this new listening. Perhaps we need to call in our own life a season of fasting from social media, from television, from whatever it is that keeps us busy, so busy that we're not really listening. Probably a good test is to give serious thought to times when the people around you say that you're not listening. Perhaps your children. That you never listen to me. Now, sometimes that's just children not liking the fact that they don't get the answer they want. Sometimes it's because, as parents, we don't really listen like we ought to listen. Maybe it's coworkers, maybe it's a spouse, maybe it's close friends. Perhaps you've heard those comments. You've not really heard them because you're not listening. But if that becomes commonplace, maybe you should think about the things that have distracted you from listening. Then move it up a level. Are you really listening to God? Probably the best test of that is to spend time in God's Word and ask yourself very honestly, am I doing what it says? You see, the Bible says that we ought to not just be hearers of the Word, but we ought to do what it says. That's the true sign of listening. Jesus told a story about a father with two sons, and he asked them to go out and do a certain task, and the one son says, no way. I'm not going to do that. And the other son says, well, of course I'll do that, Dad. And the second son that said, of course I'll do that, got busy and decided it really wasn't all that important and neglected to do what he had told his father he was going to do. The first son, however, had a change of heart. He began to consider and think about his dad and about the answer he should have given. And he went out and did what his father had requested, even though he had said he wasn't going to. And Jesus turns around and says, so which of these sons did what his father asked him to do? Pretty obvious question. Not the one that said he was going to, but the one that did what he was asked. There are times where we need to gain a new listening. So as I suggested yesterday in the message, and for many, if fasting is not a typical part of your life, pick one meal. One day, one week. And consider what it is that you need to listen to from God. Choose to go without that meal and spend whatever time that you would have spent eating or would have spent going out to the restaurant or would have spent involved in that meal time in prayer and God's Word, seeking God's face. Perhaps there's things in your life that have alarmed you, as it did with Jehoshaphat. And to spend that 30 minutes or that hour or whatever your lunchtime or mealtime might contain and talk to God about those things which alarm you. Be sure to include listening times, that it's not just you spending that time talking. But have that conversation with God. I believe as you put into practice just even a simple one meal fast once a week, that there will be times that God will grow that fasting into a whole day. He may grow it into multiple days, depending on the circumstances of what alarms you, depending on what you're inquiring of God, and depending on what listening you need to do. But I also would ask that you not neglect considering other things that have distracted you and choose to fast from those. I know individuals that fast from Facebook and other social media accounts because it becomes so distracting. Individuals that fast from television or something that they've become hooked on television. I'm not watching that show anymore because I just get so worked up about it. But the point of all of it is to pursue God in a greater way, to deliberately open your ears, your spiritual ears, in order to listen. And there are times when you're alarmed. And perhaps God says it's time to get help. Not just come to me in fasting, but ask others to fast and pray with you. To join together in listening to God, so that together you can do what God says. Just spend some time today praying with me. Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself. It has given us great instructions on how to seek you in ways that are serious, in times which are serious. Father, I confess that this life that we live here on earth is very distracting. It's full of distractions of trouble. It's full of distractions of pleasure. It's full of distractions of sparkliness. Just those little things that catch our eye. And before long, we're drawn fully into them. So God, today I pray for each one of us that have gathered, that are listening to this podcast, that we would be aware of the distractions that we face. And Father, especially in those times of life which we are alarmed at the circumstances that we face, may we experience a new listening as we deliberately choose to go without certain things for a period of time for the purpose of seeking you and listening to you. And God, as we do that, may we be committed to not just seeking you and listening you, but to responding appropriately by doing what your word tells us. By doing what your spirit leads us into. Father, in the alarming times of life, may we recruit others to set aside the distractions of their life, that we together would seek you. That in the strength of unity, we would confirm the direction that you would have us to go. Father, as we live life, we're surrounded by sounds and noise and instructions and commands and pleas and all of these other things that, well, maybe we ought to be listening to, but we've kind of shut out because they're just distractions in our mind. And Father, we confess that there's times that your word and your spirit have been part of those things that we've just shut out as part of the distractions that we're not sure what to do with. And so God, as we come to you today, may you help us find those things, those meals, those distractions of life that we simply need to fast from. That we would be a better listener and a more obedient doer. And Father, may we take your word serious that as we choose to fast, to listen to you, may we not do it in a way that draws attention to ourselves, but may we do so in a way that honors Jesus, that listens to him, that lifts him up, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.